The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Nayland Smith, in his search for the missing formula of 654, a remedy for a strange epidemic perfected by Dr. Petrie, who has himself fallen a victim, returns from London and learns from Paul Sterling of Farlow Swee's attempt to visit Petrie in the guise of his wife. He sends Sterling and Weymouth to the Villa Jasmine, Petrie's quarters where both are overcome by mimosa fumes. And when Smith arrives, he discovers Sterling gone. Smith and Weymouth, pursuing a clue to the mystery, learn that Petrie has died. Smith, returning to the hospital in a cab, is overcome by mimosa gas. He regains consciousness in a vast underground laboratory where he finds Sterling. Shortly after, a panel in the glass wall opens, and on the threshold stands Dr. Fu Manchu.
Greetings, Mr. Smith. It has long been my desire to welcome you to my laboratories.
I'd hope that our last meeting
would have no repetition. Surely you must know that I am immune to bullets. I regret that your activities have delayed my plans, but I am still determined to save the world from the fools who have seen fit to elevate themselves to dictators over helpless nations.
I presume you know Paul Sterling?
Yes, indeed. I was a great admirer of his father, and I do not underestimate his son's great talents.
Well, I demand...
One does not demand here, Mr. Sterling.
How did you know that we'd regain consciousness?
Your attempt to explore this radio research room caused the signal to appear in my study. Mr. Sterling, you killed one of my servants at the Villa Jasmine.
Good.
And because of that, gentlemen, you now find yourselves in China.
China? That's preposterous.
You left me no choice. I can permit no one to intrude upon my experiments, as you and Dr. Petrie have done. It was a matter of deciding between your death, which would not have profited me, and your services, which may.
What do you intend to do with us?
The radioactive screen, which protects the intricate machinery in this room, has been released, and you may cross the black lines without fear. Follow me. Mr. Sterling, accept my assurance that no harm will come to you.
It remains to be seen.
Don't be a fool, Sterling.
Follow me. No doubt, Mr. Smith, you will be interested to inspect my establishment, which I venture to say has no equal anywhere in the world.
I admit I am curious, Doctor. If only to try to stop your fiendish activities through a better understanding.
You forget that you will soon join my forces, and once the injection is made, there can be no escape. We come now to the botanical room.
Smith,
Why, this is wonderful.
Yes, it was necessary to recreate a Brazilian jungle in this hall. And you will find many species of plants here for which you have sought in vain in the forests of Brazil. And notice here the brilliant flowers which, combined with the heavy-scented mimosa, forms the basis of the preparation to which you fell victim.
I see, but what is the purpose of all this?
You will learn the purpose in due time. I have outlined several experiments upon which you will commence work shortly, Mr. Stelling, under the direction of Dr. Herman Trenck.
Dr. Trenck? Trenck died 5 years ago.
It will be your privilege, Mr. Stelling, to meet under my roof many distinguished dead men. Come with me, gentlemen. Dr. Trenck, allow me to introduce to you your new assistant, Paul Stelling, of whose work I know you've heard.
Indeed, yes. It is a great pleasure to meet you, Mr. Stelling, and a great privilege to enjoy such assistance. Your recent work in Brazil is well known to me.
Dr. Trenck, I don't know how to...
If you will pardon me, I have something here under the microscope to which I must draw the master's attention. If you please, doctor, this is very strange.
Smith, look at the height of this place. Why, it's a botanist's paradise.
Yes, I knew of these laboratories, but I'd give anything to know their exact location.
He said we were in China.
Quiet, Stelling, they're coming back.
I do not think that you have yet completed the experiment, doctor. But you are very near.
It is probable that I am wrong, Dr. Fu Manchu.
You must excuse me now, Dr. Trenck. I have promised Nayland Smith to show him the rest of our research room. Follow me, gentlemen. The radio room in which you have recently found yourself is in charge of Henrik Ericsson.
Ericsson? The inventor of the Ericsson ray. He died during the World War, didn't he?
Yes. The most brilliant European brain in what is loosely termed radio. It was he who perfected the television set that was placed in your rooms on Bayswater Row. My mosquitoes and other winged insects. My experiments in crossing several species of insects have been highly successful, as you know by the appearance of the purple shadow.
Look, Smith. Here's the ghastly fly that invaded Petrie's laboratory.
This is something which might interest you. These wasps are about the size of small birds. And here, the spiders may interest you.
Good Lord.
Smith, look at the size of it.
Yes, the legs have a span of 24 inches. The bones you see in the cage are those of mice, the principal diet of this insect.
Smith, look at its eyes. Stare in them.
Yes, it's watching us.
It is capable of elementary reasoning. But I fear I bore you. Come, I will show you where you will reside. Permit me. This will be your apartment, Mr. Smith. I am looking forward to further conversation. For the present, however, I beg to be excused. You'll find a button just inside which will open the door.
I see.
Come, Mr. Stelling. Here. Your rooms temporarily... The alarm. Something has happened. Close the door if you value your life. I will call you presently.
Close the door, Mr. Stelling. Close the door.
Lorette, where did you come from?
Through the panel. Close the door, as he told you.
Good Lord, what on earth is it?
One of the monsters has escaped from its cage. It is trying to get in here. They are closing the section doors.
You're not afraid?
No. You see, I have been trained not to feel fear. But whenever I hear the alarm signal and the section doors lowered, I feel something like fear. I have lived among this sort of thing on and off as long as I can remember.
You mean here?
No. No, I have never been here before, but at the old palace in Hunan, The same system is used, and I have been there many times.
You must travel a lot.
Yes, I do.
Always with a man whom you know as Mardi Bey?
No. But I am with him very often. You see, I have known him ever since I was quite tiny, long before I can even remember. He is very, very clever. No one in the world has ever been so kind to me.
But what are you doing in the household of an Oriental?
I am Oriental myself.
You?
Yes, I am Eurasian.
But Eurasian, with violet eyes and hair like an Egyptian sunset.
You see. You detect the East even in my hair.
But you have only a slight accent.
That is not unusual. There is not a known language in the world I do not speak.
But why has all this been thrust upon you?
I have been trained for a purpose.
But, Florette, what purpose? There can only be one end to it. You're beautiful. And sooner or later, you'll fall in love with someone or other.
There is no such thing as love, Paul Sterling. A woman can only serve.
Whatever do you mean?
You are new to it all. You will know tomorrow or perhaps even tonight.
Yes, but...
I must go now. Listen. There. The section doors are being raised. The danger is over. Goodbye.
But before you tell me why you're here and why what's the purpose you are serving?
I am destined to be the bride of Fu Manchu.
Sterling, where are you?
Here, Smith.
Oh, thank heavens. For a minute, I thought I'd come too late. Did you have a visitor?
Yes, Florette, the girl I spoke to you about.
I see. Sterling, unless we can find a way out of here soon, we're doomed.
What do you mean?
This devil is planning to make us members of the CFAM. You heard what he said. Once the injection's made, there can be no escape.
I know, but...
Now, listen to me. No doubt he will send for us very soon. Now, if we can do a bit of exploring, we may discover some means of escape.
I'm afraid it'll be impossible. He must be very sure of himself if he's permitting us to go about it, Will.
I know, but we must try. Sterling, I've been thinking of Petrie.
Yes?
I believe that telephone call which informed me of his death didn't come from Dr. Cartier.
Do you mean that Petrie is still alive?
I don't know, but I mean to find out if it's humanly possible. First, let's get out of here. Come on, Sterling.
Wait, someone's coming.
We're too late. This is our summons.
Gentlemen.
Follow Swee.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.